So that which is constantly changing is samsara. Let's read quickly verse number 22nd. So we technically finish it. Then Anilji, I'm sure, will shed a lot more light on it as he comes. Purusha prakritistho hi. Bhunkte prakriti jan gunan. Karanam guna sangosya. Sadasadyoni janmasu. So, the Lord says, this Purusha, seated in Prakriti. Prakriti is the world of names and forms, including us as this BMI. But that which operates this BMI is the Purusha, or so we think, that ego. And therefore, it is seated in Prakriti. The individuality is seated in the totality. Cannot go anywhere else. Right? There is no place to go. I think last time also I said that Guruji has written a song about a plane that flies in the space and it just keeps flying and keep flying. Can never go out of space. Because it cannot. There is no end to the space. Anything and everything that happens has to happen within the space. It is that all-pervading, but the self is even more subtle and the space is within the self. So nothing can exist beyond it because there is no place to go. So prakritis purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan. That purusha, the ego, So here Purusha is defined as Purishayanatvat iti Purushaha, the one who resides in this Puri. Puri means a city. This city, and when you go beyond, you will see there is another name given to it, Navadvare Pure Dehi. This Deha, this body, this city called the body has 9 doors. And in that Puri, in that city, that Purusha lives. That's why it's named Purusha. Puri Shayanatvat iti Purushaha. One that resides in that city of 9 gates. 2, 2, 1, 2. One in the front, one in the back. 9 doors. So this Puri, this city of 9 doors is where that Purusha resides. And so that Purusha residing in this Prakriti experiences the changes brought by Prakriti. We know that. We just studied that. That Prakriti is ever changing. All the changes are caused by Prakriti. Right? We did see that. These changes in turn that the Prakriti brings about are due to the very nature of Prakriti. And we have studied this in previous chapters. Trigunatmayi Maya. The Prakriti has 3 gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And because of the ever-changing combination of these 3 gunas within the world of names and forms, the changes are created that are also ever-changing. This Purusha, the experiencer, the ego, tends to believe that it is the doer, it is the experiencer, it is the enjoyer. It experiences these changes and it gets attached to these changes. We did have a granddaughter 1.5 months back. Now we are so darn attached to that little baby. For what? Was never there 1.5 months back. If we saw that baby somewhere else, we wouldn't recognize it as my granddaughter, right? And yet now that change has taken place, I'm attached to that change. Why? Once again, same problem, me and mine. me and mine. We went to Carter's and bought a huge bunch of clothes, knowing that she'll grow out of it in the next 1 month. Nonetheless, we did. Why? Attachment. Me and mine, me and mine, me and mine. Problems and problems. So that Purusha gets attached to this changes brought about by Prakriti due to the three gunas that constantly change in the combination. And because of that attachment, that conditioned consciousness called Purusha, that ego, that subtle and causal body together, takes birth after birth after birth. To complete all the experiences of all the actions that it has done as a jiva, as a doer, as an enjoyer, because anything that we do with that sense of attachment gets binding on us and requires us to experience the result of that action. No choice. And so, the Lord says in verse number 22, Karanam Gunasangosya. The reason is the ever-changing, the attachment to the ever-changing combination of gunas that create this different experiences in Prakriti. Sajasadyo nijanmasu, it takes birth in the good as well as the evil wombs. So whatever the experiences are, whatever our vasanas are, whatever our desires are, accordingly we take birth. In good or bad womb means you could be a plant, you could be an animal, you could be a human, you could be a superhuman. But you don't know. That cycle goes on, and the whole idea here in this study group or any kind of study like this is to get out of that cycle of death and birth. And the good thing here is, and I'm going to take about 3 more minutes, okay, please, because I want to complete this thought. The funny thing is, this doer, this ego, this mind-intellect-ego-memory combination called antakkarana has the choice. You have the choice either to get attached or not get attached. Either to be affected or not get affected by these changes and these experiences. You have the choice. And when you have the choice, you make the decision. When you make the decision, you face the consequences of the decision that you make and experience those consequences. Nobody else can do it. So that being said, in verse number 22nd, the caution is, because we have the choice to be attached or not attached to these changes, to these experiences, to be affected by these experiences. The strength of those changes is so overwhelming that only a rare person with lot of sattvic, higher values of life can resist this temptation and stay unattached. And that is why we come here. That's why we come here for celebrations. That's why we come here to listen to the other acharyas. Because that is called satasanga. The company of the good-hearted. The company of sattvic people. Because all the rajas, all the action-oriented personality in us, through constant company of this kind of people, changes into more thinking, more contemplating, more peaceful, more quiet, more giving personality. When that happens, the mind becomes quiet, peaceful, totally and fully under control of the discriminating intellect that knows exactly what to do, when, how, and why. When that mindset comes, the knowledge that is imparted by the teachers that come here, as soon as we hear it, it settles down there, once and for all. That is how we liberate ourselves. So easy said than done. Thanks so very much. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet, om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritam gamaya, om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate, purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva vashishyate, om shanti shanti shanti, harihi om shri gurubhyo namaha, harihi om, sadgurunath maharaj ki.